For 2019, Oklahoma State University's Robert M. Kerr Food and Agricultural Products Center, known as FAPSI, has selected the hottest food trends to expect this year. We're talking all things new, all things food. Today on the Food Files, we'll dive into probiotics with Dr. Peter Miriana.
Hi, I'm Peter Miriana. I'm a food microbiologist and on faculty as professor in the Department of Animal and Food Sciences and here in the Robert M. Kerr Food and Ag Products Center. Basically, the probiotic is something beneficial to the host, whether it's human or animal. There's a confusion as to what constitutes a probiotic. And then some companies are just happy to just sell something and call it a probiotic. And where is the proof? I would think some bigger companies like maybe Pfizer that also sells probiotics, they have some clinical data that supports their contention that they are selling probiotics. So there's a lot of cloudiness in the water surrounding probiotics and the proof that they do anything. I think the European Food Safety Authority is starting to do some legislation with some enterococcus, and I think they've come down into several different categories, those that are found in animals, those that are maybe associated clinically, and those that are commonly found in humans, and they're breaking them into groups. So it's kind of subcategorizing some that could be a problem, some that are found in certain types of animals or hosts, and others that are more commonly found with which there's no problems associated with them. And so from that, you know, if it works out that way, then you can take some of those safer groups and develop products with them. If there's an advertised probiotic that gives references to the strains that they may use, and they have investigative or medical studies too, especially if it's a human probiotic. So those types of things, if they can't find any information on a strain that might be put on a label of a product, I would be sketchy. And there are some names that are just like fictitiously made up. Like I remember seeing one, Lactobacillus regularis. I was like, who made that one up? Or some of the yogurts would have the two bacteria that are involved in making yogurt. And then Bifido is an additional bug that they add in, Bifidobacterium. And now I've seen a lot of these drinks or supposedly health drinks that are quasi-shakes or some kind of drinks. And you can kind of look on the label and see if there's particular types of bacteria or strains. And I know I looked at a couple and there was a lot of documentation on a bacillus that's out there that's being used as a probiotic ingredient in some of these drinks. You know, whenever there's a deficiency, that's an opportunity. So an opportunity for scientists, for investigators to come up with something that has validity and justification and has data behind it.
Thank you, Dr. Peter Miriana. FAPSI, a part of OSU's Division of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources, helps to discover, develop, and deliver technical and business information that stimulates and supports the growth of value-added food and agricultural products and processing in Oklahoma. To stay in the know while on the go, download the FAPSI Connect app today.